In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Where there is charity and love, there God is. On this Gaudete Sunday, you notice that the organ plays once again, that our ears no longer have the void that comes from that joyful instrument in the sacred liturgy. There are flowers once again on the altar, and the color of the priest's vestments is rose. It reminds us of the joys to come that await us, that are promised to us for those who prepare the way for the one who wishes to give them to us. You may not see this, but on these rose vestments, there are pomegranates. The pomegranate is an ancient symbol that Christians adopted and used to express the charity of the human heart. A pomegranate will mature with time. It will age, and as it grows, it will swell. And when it is contains too much for its own fruit to hold, it bursts, scattering its seeds to the ground in order that new pomegranates may be produced, fruit in like kind. This is a symbol of the heart of God for humanity, and that in the fullness of time, when that heart would be pierced, and that heart full of love would send its seeds to the earth in order to produce fruit of like kind, your hearts now must grow like the heart of God Himself. The pomegranate reminds us in this rose Sunday, this pink Sunday, of the charity that we must have in our hearts to prepare properly for Christmas. For where charity is, there is God. And where charity lacks, God will be absent. In these last 10 days of Advent, this time when we prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, the anointed one to the chosen people in order to redeem us of our sins, we cultivate in our hearts this charity, knowing that it is in proportion to the charity that we have during this time of Advent that we will receive the charity incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the graces that He wishes to give to us on the most blessed feast of His birth. We will receive the charity and the grace that He wishes to give to us on that holy day in proportion to the charity that we exercise during this time of Advent. We have 10 more days to prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare your hearts as well as your homes for the feast of Christmas. And when it is that we struggle to do what it is that we must do, not only in the duties of our state of life, but also the extra things that help us to prepare especially for this feast, remember that we always do things with a greater fervor when it is that we do them for someone we love. Ultimately, we must do the things for our salvation, for the love of God, but never forgetting that He's put those in your life in order that you may have a tangible object of your generosity. Give. Give, give, and give more during this Advent season to those that you love, for the love of God, in order that you may make a space in your heart for when that Christ child comes to you in that holy night, asking if there is room in the inn of your soul. Saint John the Baptist today, Holy Mother Church provides to us as an example, the precursor of our Lord Jesus Christ. He shows to us the model of the very foundation of charity. If we wish to cultivate charity in our hearts, we must first start with the foundations of humility. John the Baptist was asked, "Are you the Christ?" In pride, he could have said, "Yes, I am," deceiving all those who were waiting and longing for the Messiah. Because he preached the repentance of sins, and with his strength and vigor and zeal, he could have fooled them that he was the chosen one. He was the Messiah. But in a profound humility, understanding that what it was that they needed, he could not fully give. He said, "I am not Christ. I am not God in the flesh. I am simply a voice in the wilderness telling you to make straight the ways of the Lord. For he comes, and you may not recognize him when it is that he knocks on your door. Would you expect him to be a little child? Would you expect him to be an infant? Make way for him and make straight his paths so that when he comes, you may be prepared." This groundwork of humility is so important to cultivating the charity which is proper to Christmas, the feast of the charity of God made flesh for our salvation. And these last 10 days, make incarnate your charity for God. Make incarnate your generosity for the infant king. Make incarnate your love for your Creator and those that he has created in his image and likeness. St. John the Baptist's most famous words are perhaps the most profound words of humility in all of human history. And nearly 6 months after we celebrated his great feast, the feast of his birth, on June 24th, that we would hear from Holy Mother Church his words, that "I am not the Christ." And they remind us of his most famous words, "I must decrease in order that he may increase." In these last 10 days of Advent, the ego of our pride must decrease. Ego in Latin means I, and too often we focus on ourselves and not enough on the needs of others around us. The I must decrease, and the he must increase. Think more of him in these next 10 days and think less of I. Speak more of him in these next 10 days and speak less of yourselves. And do more for him in these next 10 days to prepare for his birth. Prepare the way of the Lord, and he will bless you abundantly. For the more we honor him, the more he shall bless us. Honor him in these last 10 days and prepare the way of the Lord, that charity may abound in your hearts. For where charity is, there God will be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.